Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get cozy. Come on in. Take your shoes off. We're going to do what we do best. This is another musical therapy session. For those of us that are highly medicated, we might have a special guest calling in that might be able to assist us with being medicated while we're visiting Washington, D.C. With that being said, let me know what we're going to do right now. All I want. No, check it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's our world, the planet. That was man. That was the voice. And then there was the blues.
Come on! all races and all kinds. Love, love has no color, no. Well, if you see a color, is it black, green, red, or brown? Oh, yeah. Bye.
cash, cause I need to get my stash. And I'm worried about my woman, but she's worried about my cash. Oh, I can't worry. I'm worried about my job, and I'm worried about the mob, and somebody done changed my bottle, so I'm worried about my God, oh, I can't worry.
Personal care kit when traveling. The best solution for personal care when using public restrooms. When nature calls, the restroom kit was created to be used in any restroom away from your home. Each kit includes an oversized seat cover with rear pocket to support stability and alignment, 1 yard of 3-ply toilet paper, hand wipe, and flushable tush wipe. Small enough to fit in a purse, pocket, your backpack, or car travel kit. Go to therestroomkit.com. That's therestroomkit.com.
Yes, indeed. This is the Listening Room DC. I'm your host, Breeze Alica. That's the first 30 minutes of Uncut. I got it out of my system. I feel a little bit better because this week was a serious week. I mean week. The whole thing made you weak. Your people's faces, their countenance made you weak. Look like everybody's on a losing battle. I don't understand. I must be missing something. You know what? Let me ask a question. What am I missing? My goodness gracious.
Inside, evil wind blowing, and I've been Thank you. Well, the claws are in your head, baby, and they're gonna stay for a while. So you'd better learn to smile, 'cause this weather ain't your style, and there's brighter skies ahead. So get up and give it a try. I just wanna see you try. Just a little longer. I just wanna see you try. Just wanna see you try. 'Cause you know it never lasts. Close your eyes and let it pass. You've got to
I give it my all. I think that a person should really make up his mind what he wants to do, and when it is made up, he cannot fail at it. The basic rule to success, I think, is when the going gets tough, that is a positive signal to keep charging.
Introducing the Restroom Kit, your personal care kit when traveling. The best solution for personal care when using public restrooms. When nature calls, the Restroom Kit was created to be used in any restroom away from your home. Each kit includes an oversized seat cover with rear pocket to support stability and alignment, 1 yard of 3-ply toilet paper, hand wipe, and flushable tush wipe. Small enough to fit in a purse, pocket, your backpack, or car travel kit. Go to therestroomkit.com. That's therestroomkit.com.
Yes, indeed. This is the Listening Room DC. I'm your host, Priest Alica, and I have invoked rule number one. That's what I had done. That was the first hour of uncut, uninterrupted. Everybody remember rule number one. Because it seemed like people forgot rule number one. If anybody knows rule number one, just hit the number one button and tell the people what's rule number one, because it seems like people miss the point of listening to music. They miss the point. Can anybody raise their hand and say, this is the reason why we have musical therapy sessions? Anybody, can I get a witness? Can't get no witness. I know why I can't get no witness. Got an ugly ego. I got you, though. You ain't getting away. Yeah. Back in the edition of DC, I'm Joseph Precise. I was asking a question. I was like, so hold on. Rule number one is, I'm still not going to tell you what it is. Because, see, what happens is, back in 1983, when smoking herb, medical marijuana, cannabis, whatever people call it, it was totally illegal back in the day, as they call it, back in the day. So you had to have your Visine ready if you worked. You had to have your cologne ready if you was at work and you decided to go smoke on your lunch break or whatever. So now we had a certain behavior pattern that nobody could know that you smoked. Okay, nobody, because it was, you lose your job, your house, whatever, just for smoking a joint. Go to jail for years and all that. Cool. Now, the dynamics have changed 180 degrees. I ain't going to say 360. I'm going to say 180 degrees. Now, everybody and their dog smoking herb, doggy treats, cat treats, laced with herb, CBD, everybody got some herb in their system. Now, here you go. What are y'all doing when y'all high? We used to write music. We used to write books. We used to pretend we was doing something to enlighten other people. Enlighten, because you were high. You were high. You were in a different dimension. Even if you never left the room, you said you could concentrate better. If you played music, you could play better. I didn't understand what's this dummy behavior behind smoking herb. Because you look like you're smoking it, but you're not getting high. You're not developing a high. You have to develop a high, my people. You have to develop what you're smoking for. What you smoking for? You smoking just to get on the next groove? Because back in slavery, they had people smoking herb so you could work 18 hours a day. Go Google it, young people. They let you smoke herb now because they're going to put you back to work. You better know that. And all you people that got security jobs can't smoke herb. That looks like half the people in D.C. because that's what that is. They got y'all not smoking herbs. So y'all stressed all the way out. Look like you're having a rough time, so I'm not going to bother you with all of that. But those of you who are smoking legally and are doing your business, please tell these people, whatever you do, do not break rule number one. Rule number one is, do not blow my high. I was high when I met you, when I leave you. I intend to be high. I ain't say on any substance or anything like that. But I'm on my own high. I'm building my own empire, my own world, my own little TV show, my own whatever I'm building. I'm painting my own picture. I didn't ask you for no color, so please don't give me none of that critic. Because all of the critics love you in New York. You better know that. But I'm just going to say this one thing to you. And I'm going to leave you alone, people. Just don't do it again.
Please don't do it again.
Don't do it.
Get your mind right. Get your mind right. Get your mind right. Get your mind right. Then you do the things that you have to. Then you do the things that you need to. Then you do the things that you want to. Then you do the things with your mind right. Get your mind right. Get your mind right. Get your mind right. Hey.
Bye. am in the man's what I forever be. So don't try to be one up on me. But let me proceed, you know you got what I need. And we agreed to give it unconditionally. My mission will be to make you happy and aggravate you enough to make you wanna slap me. So there's no use of you warning me. Let's deal with the situation and live in harmony. You feel me?
What you thinking? Can I change your mind?
Thinking, you know what got you thinking,
but
Yeah, we back in Edition Room DC. I'm your host, Priest Alica. I just felt uncut this evening. Oh, I feel like cutting some people because they'd be blowing your hot in DC for having all this herb around. Herb, this medical herb, and this is medical herb. And you're supposed to be getting high from it. I'm like, oh, the high, ain't no creativity coming out of none of that herb. So I don't believe it's real. It might be some mutant herb or something. Because when we burned herb and we snuck and smoked it and Visine and all the type of stuff like that, we seem to be getting our work done. I mean, we seem to be doing some stuff. And now it don't look like you're doing much of nothing, man. You're just talking about being high, walking down the street feeling high. What is this high y'all on? Can somebody please enlighten a brother? Because I do not have the ability to swing anymore. It's blowing my heart. It's blowing me.
everybody's thinking about singing from the heart. You want my opinion, doesn't mean a thing if you haven't got that
ability to swing.
The ability to swing. Everybody working, working pretty hard. Everybody working
at singing from the heart.
You want my opinion, it isn't worth a bean if you haven't got that
ability to swing.
The ability to swing. Dreams, take them away. Got it alone, honey. Rome wasn't built in a day, but now it's ruined. The joke has won thin, and it isn't cool to abuse the ability to swing. No, no. Everybody talking, talking pretty loud. Everybody looking
to stand out from the crowd.
Gonna break it to your buckle. It isn't worth a bean if you ain't in possession.
The ability to swing.
The ability to swing. Friends, send them away. Go it alone, honey. Rome wasn't built in a day. Now it's a ruin. The joke has won't fit. It isn't cool to abuse. The ability to swing. Everybody looking
for a meaning in my art.
Gonna give it to you straight, boss. It isn't worth a beat if you haven't got that
ability to swing.
The 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 ability to swing.
Gonna give it to you.
I do not agree, this is not for me, no, musical genocide. I will not commit, nor will I submit to musical genocide. This is not for me, I won't let it be, no, musical genocide. Give me a blues song, tell the world what's wrong, and the gospel singer giving those messages of love. Woe in the soul, man, with your heart in the palm of his hand, singing his stories of love and pain. Oh, I do not agree. I do not agree. This is not for me. No. Musical genocide. I will not commit, nor will I submit to musical genocide. This is not for me. I won't let it be. No. Musical genocide. Give me a blues song. Tell the world what's wrong. And what about the gospel singer? Heavenly messages of love and war. The old man with your heart in his hand, singing his stories of love and pain. Whoa, I do not agree. I do not agree, I do not agree. No. Not for me. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, people. Come on. We'll be right back.
Introducing the Restroom Kit, your personal care kit when traveling. The best solution for personal care when using public restrooms. When nature calls, the Restroom Kit was created to be used in any restroom away from your home. Each kit includes an oversized seat cover with rear pocket to support stability and alignment, 1 yard of 3-ply toilet paper, hand wipe, and flushable tush wipe. Small enough to fit in a purse, pocket, your backpack, or car travel kit. Go to therestroomkit.com. That's therestroomkit.com.
Well, people, this is the Listening Room DC. I'm your host, Priest Alica. I have given you what I have to offer you this evening, and now it's time to tell you what is going to happen tomorrow night here on Dirty Basement Radio. The original Dirty Basement. We got the program director. Hold on. We're going to switch hats. We got DJ Sincere on the line. Let's see what this is about. Peace, family.
Yes, peace. How are you?
I'm great, bro. Are you in the capacity of program director or are you in the capacity of DJ Sincere?
Well, you know, for the bulk of your show, I've been in the capacity of listener, just vibing out, you know, enjoying my Friday evening musical therapy, you know, hanging out in the listening room, you know, musical therapy,
yes,
not musical genocide, musical therapy. So we've been enjoying that.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? You know, just vibing
yes,
out,
sir.
You know what I'm saying? And of course, and I just want to make a public service announcement, good people. Just want to make a quick public service announcement. All right? It is always in your best interest to observe rule number one. All right? In your best interest. Because if you don't observe rule number one, you will get put out of the Dirty Basement. You get put out. I don't like
you
putting people out, but that will get you put out.
You better know that. I second the motion. Amen. All men. Buddha, anybody got an amen on that? We'll put that on there. Don't mess up my high. What does it matter with people? Bro, I was in a meeting today, right? And I'm sure that COVID is taking everybody out of their, you know, behavior pattern or whatever. I'm sure of that. So now I'm in a meeting and people are talking all this talk and all this talk. And I'm like, look, can we get down to the numbers? Because in business, that's all that really matters, bro. Correct?
That's right.
Your feelings are secondary to the numbers, right?
They're supposed to be, but you know how it is nowadays.
Oh, Lord.
Too many folks.
Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, too many folks. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Especially too many of the men folks. They be in their feelings about everything, so it ain't about the numbers. It ain't about, you know, being rational. A lot of times it is about people's feelings.
But I thought it was about being high, because now you represented the medical marijuana business and all of that. So I thought we was all smoking, you know, and high and all that type of stuff. No, you have some generic stuff. You read a book. You got into the business, and you ain't never take a look. Man, I wish I could rap, man, because I put them on the hook. They don't even know, man. People blew my high. I said, you know what, I'm going to go and put on this music. I'm going to put on some message. They can reason with the message. And go back and download the show. And play it 3 or 4 times. You might get it. You might get it. Because don't mess up people high in D.C., man. We struggling to stay alive. Gentrification has backfired on a lot of people. And, hey, it is what it is, bro. It just is what it is. Mm.
Yes, sir.
So what's going on tomorrow night, bro? What's going on tomorrow night, man, so we can not be so dreary?
All right, well, tomorrow we're going to pull back a little bit. You know that we've been doing a lot of interviews, a lot of artist interviews, indie artist interviews, not-so-indie artist interviews. But we're going to pull back a little bit because there's been so much that we haven't had the opportunity to talk about, of course. There's been a buzz for about the last week or so. It's been on everybody's lips, the slap heard around the world. So we're going to be diving into that, doing some analysis on that, talking about the dismantling of Will Smith, as it were. We're going to be talking about that. So definitely tune in, and of course, all the hottest independent music that you will find any place you'll find right here on Dirty Basement Radio. But there's a lot of stuff that we've been missing, bro. You know what I'm saying? They've had the hearings on, you know, Ketanji Brown. That hasn't got much conversation. Biden's talking about bringing in, you know, 100,000 Ukrainians. There hasn't been much conversation. And, you know, you know, 100,000 really means a million. All right, 100,000 really means a million. So
they come into D.C. That's the whole point. See, he got to bring them in D.C. because no state wants them. So that's why they built all these houses, pushed everybody out. So they already started moving in D.C. because they made concessions and deals where they the only one that they can pay $7,000 a month for a three-bedroom house. Apartment. You don't even get a house. You don't even get a house no more for $7,000. You're getting an apartment. I'm sorry. It backfired. Gentrification backfired, bro. I'm telling you. But we'll talk about that tomorrow night. I ain't gonna get too much into it. Now,
what you said
is true. We need to talk about a few things. So hopefully I don't have to work all day tomorrow. But I will be tuning into the original 30 Basement from 5 to 7 with this here, brother, TJ Sincere. Y'all go ahead and join in. Let's do the damn thing. Excuse me, I coined your phrase. I ain't steal it. I ain't appropriate it. I just like saying it now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we just go do the damn thing. Because believe it or not, I had to say that at the meeting, man. They were blowing my eye. Something terrible. I was like, hold on. All you, what y'all need me in for? And then, you know, it's just like, yo, you know what? We're just going to do the damn thing. We're going to see who's smart about whatever you're talking about. And then I walked out the room. I showed on my back. I'm like, yeah,
okay.
That's how we do it.
Sometimes you got to do that, bro.
Yeah, well, I learned from the best, so I'm going to go ahead and pass the test because I need to stay blessed. Mr. Raw, we miss you out there. Get well. Do what you got to do. I'm learning how to rap. In case I have to battle JP on the battle, in case I got to be ready. All right. I got to do that. Well, you have a good evening, bro. I'm going to let the people reach for it. We're getting out of here. Have a good evening, everyone. Reach. Just reach high. Don't go low.
TV told him only the wrong survive. Babies making babies, right to life, but taking lives. Children dying long before their lives began. No justice in America, apartheid in South Africa. No peace to stop the flame, the flames will end.
Scares me when I think without you, where would I be?